So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Rena's here. Check out a tremendous work, Care 11. We're going to go serious first segment, lighter second segment. You, Care 11, really all the outlets in town, including here, have covered this story extensively, thoroughly, and I'm sure some of the folks listening right now have appreciated the coverage, have felt like it's fair, and others are very mad, right? That's just part of the territory that we're in now. If we don't include the actual event itself, the death of Renee Good, the decision by Jonathan Ross, among all the other ICE coverage, because you've been on so much, what has stayed with you the most?
Quite honestly, what has stayed with me the most is, for the first time in my life anyway, and I'm sure other generations probably feel differently. If you're older, especially, you know, maybe you've gone through something that you felt was chaotic and, you know, worse than what we're experiencing right now. But for me, what has stayed with me is that I feel like we're in an era where people, including our politicians on both sides, have picked a side and stayed there and are unable to hear any other details or facts or to be swayed in any way to the opposite side, or at least to have a modicum of humanity to even understand that there might be another side. And that is so disheartening to me. I'm beside myself with where we are.
That answer is part of the reason why I like you so much. You nailed it, right? There is a way for us as a civilization to, outside of the rarest circumstances, okay, to not turn the other side into the enemy every time. Consume information, to not just go to your echo chamber. If you have friends and family who you all agree with and you'd all just stay there, or to have friends and family who will provide you with conflicting information. If you're a proud conservative, don't just watch Fox. Consume other information. I'm not saying it's going to change you 100%, but be open-minded. If in the end you settle on the same perspective, understand. But how we arrive there and our willingness to truly consume information in getting to our opinion, because you're entitled to your opinion just as much as me, just as much as Rena. Rena's mainly just a news, anchor in this case, on this story. Other times she's reporting and getting opinions from others. But it just gets worse by the day, Rena. On this point, we're going back and forth.
truly. I won't engage on social media. I posted the most bland, thing I could possibly post, which is ridiculous. We've got reporters here that are being attacked personally. They've had to turn off comments. One person's wife, they found out who this person was and started leaving her one-star reviews on her business account.
That's disgusting.
Really, you really hate that much in your life that you're willing to attack someone else's spouse,
yeah,
who is not even involved, and destroy her business and their families, the way their family makes money? I just can't understand this level of hate. I just can't. And it truly, I'm so sorry to say, it is coming from both sides.
Oh,
coming from both sides.
God, yes. I mean,
I'm afraid to even say that out loud, Chad, because you just, even the things that you think are benign are not.
Yeah. If I read a decent amount of the text I've received lately or the emails I've received lately, including ones who know my son is autistic and will go at me because of that. I get it. You get to disagree with me as strongly as you want. And I can say, I don't think you're consuming the facts, and we can have that debate. But the willingness for some people to go as far as they're willing, it's staggering. And I'm not for timid. I'm not for let's not have an opinion. Let's wait for 6 months. I host a show. I put in a lot of work in trying to consume information. I know I'm highly critical of the president, so a lot of people on the right just assume I'm a raging lefty. Well, I can show you a lot of liberals who will not come on the show because they don't think I've been fair enough to. So I get it. I will also add this. Just the high number of videos I've witnessed since last Tuesday morning and the death of Renee Good of ICE agents who are facing disgusting comment after disgusting comment after disgusting comment and are just trying to do their job. And then the other side of the ICE officers, because I'm not affixing what percentage it is, who are incredibly belligerent, who are not respectful, who are just tossing people around as if they're not humans. It's not easy to always separate those videos when you're watching what's taking place.
Mm-hmm. Truly. And I feel so divided right now. It just feels so divided.
There is a story out of D.C. that because of everything that's going on with the fallout from Renee Good and Jonathan Ross, where it's not going to get a ton of talk here in town, but I think it's well worth discussing, especially with two people in the media business. This is today. FBI agents searched the home of a Washington Post reporter as part of a leak investigation. This is, as this story points out, extraordinarily rare. There is a 1980 law called the Privacy Protection Act that generally bars search warrants for reporters' work materials unless reporters themselves are suspected of committing a crime related to the materials. The Washington Post reporter, Hannah Nattinson, had spent the past year covering the Trump administration's effort to fire federal workers and redirect much of the workforce towards enforcing his agenda. There are documents that indicate that law enforcement was investigating one individual, a system administrator in Maryland, who has top secret clearance and has been accused of gaining access to and taking home classified intelligence reports that were found in his lunchbox and basement. The public out there, should be very wary, no matter if it's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Dave Harrigan, when the FBI is going to reporters' homes and searching mm-hmm. them. That is dangerous, concerning, and outside, if that person is right involved in the criminal investigation, they're not reporting it, but they're involved in it, in my opinion, should never happen.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, doing what I do for a living, I'm never someone who is reporting on that level, right? Like, I'm not that person. You know, we're covering your city council meetings and high school sports and, you know, the local weather, you know. So it's a different thing when you're talking about these reporters on this level. But what I will say is, you know, just think about AJ. Like, whistleblowers are truly the only way that we are able to gain access to criminal activity within our government. It's the only thing that has ever been able to shine a light on things that are happening in the dark. And that what sets us apart from other countries is the fact that we do have a free press. And if they're unable to do their job, if they're unable to have access to that information, then how do we shine a light on the stuff that is going wrong behind the scenes? And this is for any administration, this having nothing to do with this particular administration. Think about the Nixon administration mm-hmm. or the Clinton administration.
Obama jumped into this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did. I'll get to one more thing too, because I want to pause. I'm going to get to this chair debate that I need you and Dave to react to. If the federal government is pushing back at whistleblowers, that is also awful too, because that has been an allegation that a number of folks have offered up on the Walz administration. And let's see that. There are some reporting that seems credible to me too, whether it's at the state level or the federal level. If you're acting out and punishing whistleblowers, that can be criminal. You know, so there's a lot of ways to push back, but just because you agree with this administration or you agree with the last administration going after the free press, that's dangerous. Let's pause. Let's come back. What someone did with their coat at Williams Arena briefly. What does Arena think? What does Dave think? What do you think? I'll explain when we come back on CCO. I will explain that again. I brought the water from my place because our water is a disaster, and I brought it from my place because I work with AquariusHomeServices.com, and I have that tremendous Kinetico drinking water system. This is a phenomenal time to go to AquariusHomeServices.com to be reminded they've been earning the right to be recommended since 1987, because right now, if you want that Kinetico drinking water system, you can get it with no payments and no interest for 6 months. You're not paying for it in any way until summer. How about other aspects with Aquarius Home Services where they help out at your house, including your air conditioner and furnace? Get a new air conditioner, get a new furnace, and guess what? It's the same thing. Don't pay anything or no interest for 6 months. Don't hesitate. Great deal. Both of them. AquariusHomeServices.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm at Williams Arena last night, Rena, and I'm sitting with a friend, and I'm leaning forward briefly as I'm watching the game or I'm talking to folks. And as I lean back in my chair, which I had been before, the individual behind me has now decided to take her coat, take it off, and put it on my chair. That okay. is not allowed, is it, under the Rena Sargentopoulos decency chair policy?
Yeah, only because, like, I live my life constantly worried that I'm somehow bothering someone else or interfering in their space or, like, I just move through, I move through the universe worried about how I... Like when people stop in the middle of a hallway and I'm like, are you not self-aware enough to know that there's like people behind you? And like, you can't just, I constantly live in that space of making sure I'm not impeding someone else. So no, I would never in a million years set my coat on someone else's chair. What did she think was going to happen when you sat down?
I don't know, but was a diehard Gopher fan. No prob. When the Rouser played next time, I'm there independently. Like, I mean, I like some of the folks with the U of M, but I'm just detached. And so I'm not up there, plod, dot, 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 dot. I, you know, I want the story. I made sure I leaned back in my chair when she grabbed her coat again to stand up for the Rouser. And that ended the nonsense. Because you are not allowed, Dave Harrigan, to use my chair. And I was so, if she would have tried it again, I was 100% prepared to say, what are you doing?
When she put it on the chair, you were seated already, leaning forward, you said?
Yeah, I was, you know. Okay. You know, at Williams, you kind of, you're leaning forward, you're leaning back.
Yeah, you're excited. You're, you know, you're into the game. You're leaning into it. I see no problem. You weren't using the back of your chair, so what?
I did leave the game.
No.
I did leave the game early.
Because of this situation,
I found you? I found her car, and I removed all four of her tires.
And you left your coat on the car?
I then broke
in. I love that you never take anything to the next level, Chad.
I then
love that about you.
Broke into her car without breaking anything, went home and grabbed 17 coats and put them throughout her car. I mean, I think it's fair. You can't come. Temperamental fella, Chad. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Get off my chair. How many other chairs does she get to use?
You weren't using the back of your chair.
Can she kick her legs up there, too?
Sure, if you're not using it.
How about if she's having...
With her shoes off?
Yeah. Yeah, and her toes are right there. You okay with that, Dave?
Absolutely. Better than dirty boots.
How about if, hypothetically, if Williams had chicken tortilla soup, can she just slop the soup, you know, sometimes hitting her mouth, sometimes not, and just leave soup on the back of my, because it's my chair
okay,
at that point.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
You sure?
Chicken tortilla soup was super specific for a place that does not sell soup at all. So, like, why that soup?
Because it's the greatest soup on the planet. And okay. you're afraid of it,
right.
I bet. Are you afraid of chicken tortilla soup?
No, absolutely not. I will eat any soup. I eat chicken noodle soup almost every day of my life.
Well,
chicken tortilla, not that far off. Delicious. Would have that too.
Get out of here.
It just seems very specific.
Comparing chicken noodle soup to chicken tortilla soup. We need to go out more often.
Oh my gosh, am I dead to you now? And please.
I mean, Dave, what did you feel about that?
Well, as we know here, try the chicken tortilla from Costco. It's life-changing.
Carter claims the greatest soup on the planet is Costco's chicken tortilla soup.
Lord.
Not an authentic place. No, chicken tortilla soup. Your guy. Right
there. I will make you tomato soup that will change your life.
Oh.
Really? What is in, outside of tomatoes? Like, I'm going to get ahead of that joke. What else is in it?
There is a bit of heavy cream.
Okay.
There is chicken stock. There is some
edibles.
Basil. Some no edibles. No, but onions, but it is, I don't even like tomato soup, and I've now made this like 5 times. I took it to my parents' house on Saturday, and my stepdad was all disappointed that I had brought tomato soup and grilled cheese over for lunch. And then while eating it, he said, "This is the best tomato soup I've ever had in my life."
That's impressive. You get a temperamental fella. I mean, you're bringing food over, and he's judging the food. Tell him to pipe down. Okay.
Well, he just did have a heart attack, so let's give the guy a tiny break.
Okay, maybe let's hold on and the pipe down. Okay. All right, we have to go. I will look forward to consuming the soup. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Rena Sajjalamba. Somebody says maybe the person should have paid for half the ticket. Yeah. What if the code had lice? Somebody wants to know if there's vodka in the tomato soup. I hope so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.